Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Jack Armstrong. Yes, you are listening, indeed, to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. And it's time for roll call. We have to understand who and what we are before we do anything else.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Yes, we are. Not only are we free, we are enough. It's time to do things differently and recognize that we live in a land, in a space of plentitude. This is Troy Horn, More Than Enough. We'll be right back.
What if your time on the planet was ended? If you had one thing to tell us, tell me what would you say? Would you laugh, would you cry when you watched the view of your life? Did you lay it all out on the table or hold it in? Did you dot every T? Did you cross every I? Did you live every day of your life? Would you think you would live? Would you think you'd arrive? When you thought about the way that you felt when love touched your heart for the first time? Would you want to do over with a little more stuff? Or would another 5 minutes to tell her you love her be more than enough, more than enough. If you knew that goodbye was a heartbeat away, would you still never speak to a lover for making mistakes? Would you hate anybody who didn't agree? Or would you love everyone that you see? Would you think you were well? Would you think you were right when you thought about the way that you felt when love touched your heart for the first time? Would you want with a little more stuff? Or would another 5 minutes of holding him closer be more than enough? More than enough. Hey, more than enough. Oh. When you're in the dance, life is full of circumstance. Very little happens then till you look behind and find in each and every line love was on time. Hey, hey, hey. So many people sleep walking the day after day. Woke up mid-stride thinking, how did this happen to me? I opened my heart and wiped the sleep from my eyes. Started laughing so hard that I cried, cause I found I was wealthy and I found I'd arrived. When I thought about the way that I felt when love touched my heart for the first time, I didn't need a do-over with a little more stuff. Cause I found that each time I could tell them I loved them was more than enough.
Yes, and yes, we are indeed more than enough. Troy Horn, praying with us in a soulful manner, reminding us that we are truly, truly more than enough. To find out more about Troy Horn, his website address is troyhorn.com, TROYHORNE.com. Just meditate on that. Drink that in. Feel that. What does it feel like when you really just sit with the idea that you are enough? Just as you are. Not later, not when you get that extra promotion, not when you lose weight, not when you can find the perfect mate. No, right now. You are enough. And not just enough, but more than enough. That's the journey of life. That's what we're working, practicing, as in when I talk about spiritual practice, we're practicing reminding ourselves that we are connected to the power source of all that is. And when we remember that, when we embody that truth, gratitude becomes a way of life and a consciousness of gratitude is truly the path to plentitude. And as you know, if you've been listening, unless you're a new listener or you just joined us for the first time, the theme for the month is living from a consciousness of plentitude. And from that space and place in consciousness, I welcome you. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired and you make a difference. You make a difference. So you can just go ahead and live life fully. You can go ahead and just exist and do so much more. Live life fully. And bring all your issues with you. Bring all your doubts. Bring all your fears. Bring all your judgment. Shame. Just bring all of it. Because if you're bold enough and courageous enough to bring that with you, oh my God, you will meet yourself, you will meet a whole new you, and you will transform other people, even with your issues. Because when you show up with all your issues, you give other people permission to say, oh my God, I thought I was the only one that had the issue. I've been judging myself. You understand? You really understand? I keep saying it. We need each other. We're talking about, you know, 6/2013 represents unity. It's about community, coming together and uniting because we need each other. Just like the human body, we are a spiritual body. And each limb, if you will, each organ, each one of us represents that in the spiritual body. Are you doing your work to function perfectly, to function at your best? Welcome to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. I Am is your host, and the I Am presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach at a. And I'm here to support you on your transformation journey. So whatever you're moving through, whatever you're growing through, I'm here to support you. Your fears, your doubts, your worries, your disbelief, your disagreement, bring it all. Because this is the house of love, and I have set the intention to support you on your transformation journey. I want to welcome all of you in the chat room. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. New Jace from New Jersey, Peaceful Maker. Zoe Zobotron from Utah, and Sun Goddess shining on us today, all the way in, Philadelphia, I think. Silent listeners, disguised as guests, thank you very much. Those of you on the phone lines, we welcome you. Thank you for your consciousness. Thank you for your presence, your pre-essence, the essence that was before time that you bring with you into this time space. Thank you. And, of course, our those of you listening on the archive, we're not leaving you out. You're here right now. And once you're here right now, we're grateful to have you here. And, of course, yes, we can't leave out our within radio listeners because everyone is here right now. Right? Right now. You're listening right now. Why are you trying to figure out when the show was done? It doesn't matter. You're right here, right now. There's so much power in now. When you know that, when you remember that, you will be clear. You will know that you are not missing anything, that you are in alignment. You are in tune. You're tuned in. Let's go. Let's bring on the church lady. What's up, Celeste? Oh, wait a minute. All right, let's try that again. All right. Hey, church lady.
Hi, Life Coach Today and wonderful listeners of the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. How's your weekend, Life Coach Today? How are you doing?
Well, two questions there. My weekend was good, busy. I'm doing good, and I'm in a space of openness, and I feel like something is going to happen. I don't know what it is, but I call it good. I name it good. So I'm observing this moment.
Mm-hmm.
So
the
person you're talking to right now is the one observing what's happening.
I love it. I love it. That way you have no judgment, and anything that walks through those doors will be a gift for you to unwrap.
That's right. That's right.
Love
because it is all a gift. See, you're a good student. That's why I roll with you. You're a good
student. What you cite my teacher, I learned it from Life Coach Today, and often during times of great moments of, I'm not feeling it. And then what would she gently say to me? Sometimes gently, sometimes it was, wake up. But, Celeste, what's the gift here? Let's find the gift. I don't feel like unwrapping it. And every time I did, it was something that blessed me, whether it was something that I was avoiding or I was scared of. There was always a teddy bear at the bottom of that box just waiting for me to pick it up and hold it. So, yes, I'm a good student, but you're a great teacher. So thanks for letting me to, you know, share that.
Ooh, you're welcome. And
so girly. Let me stop.
To be a good student, you must be a good teacher. And to be a good teacher, you must be a good student. So, you know, we're all in the same boat. What the moments that I like is the moment when you go, when you say something, and we're moving through something, and I share whatever's coming up for me, and you go, okay, fine. Fine. It's like, fine, okay. I'm through. I'm not attached.
Oh, I love that.
I'm
not attached.
Yes, indeed. I'm not.
Life is
good
and it's getting better.
It is. How was your weekend?
Oh my gosh, I had so much fun this weekend. It was ridiculous. I hung out with a dear friend of mine. And, you know, I'm trying to leave the house. Sometimes I like to, you know, stay in my books and play with my cards. So I have this one friend who just won't take no for an answer. And we actually hung out. We hung out and listened to your show together, The Sounds of Soul, on 1-2 Radio. Oh, my gosh, what a way to spend a Saturday night. I had a sleepover. I didn't know I was going to spend the night, but we hung out. We had food, made our way back to her apartment to listen to Life Coach Today, his nighttime voice, his Barry White voice. At night, you guys have got to check it out. If you're not checking out The Sounds of Soul, which is so amazing because it's SOS, you know. It's SOS.
I know.
You know, it's a soul
food. It is amazing. It is. I actually enjoy doing that show. It stretches me to think differently and putting shows together, and it's developing another muscle. I mean, there's a lot more time and concentration that goes into that show than this one. And it's because I've been doing this for, 2004? And so this is natural. And for me, you know, when I find myself being hard on myself, like, come on, man. It's like, wait a minute. This is a new muscle. So, but yeah, I really do enjoy it, the conversations in the chat room. I'm grateful. I am in gratitude. So, speaking of gratitude.
Yeah, so.
Say that again.
I said, yeah, I've got some wonderful news coming up, how listeners get to play with us a little differently. So, yeah, I'm excited to do the announcements.
Okay. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hello. Let's do it. I hear the SOS song in my head. Wait a minute. Okay, here we go. Take your time. You know, okay, let me do the announcements. This is not a church lady. I'm sitting up here getting ready to sing R&B. I'm not going to do it. All right.
What? What are you talking about? This is where we let it all. Church is about celebration. So wherever we're celebrating is a church moment. You said what?
I was saying it because my singing voice isn't right. But baby, we can do it. Take your time. Do it right. We can do it.
You can do it, baby. Okay. Don't stop.
Okay,
go ahead and just do it now.
You're
going to get us all in trouble.
No. Take your time. All right. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find our favorite metaphysical ruffle, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Just make sure that you create a new posting because we want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to Life Conversations Radio, LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in a world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of November is Living from a Consciousness of Plentitude. And we have wonderful guests lined up who will help shift you one conversation at a time. And that wonderful guest will be you, listeners. Yes, tomorrow you are invited to share your gratitude stories with us. It's our annual listener show, and you get to take over the studio. Don't tell Life Coach Today I said that. Is there someone you want to thank? We're taking over the studio.
Good luck with that.
Anyway, I'll let you in. Come on. Has somebody touched you and you want to share your love? We are gifting you a platform to share it tomorrow. So bring your Kleenex, because on this show there'll be plenty of tears and the laughs will flow. So join us tomorrow. So line up. We're definitely going to make this happen. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ombasa Safira for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. So that'll be this Wednesday. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. You can also join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where I pull cards for you using them as introspective tools to help you get more clarity about your life's journey. For more info, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. You'll find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Saturday nights just got hotter with the sounds of soul with the Bay Anifa Oshe on 1-2 Radio. It's a musical show featuring music you can taste and music that will bring you back to who you really are. Get ready for some soul, R&B, pop, gospel, Brazilian, rock, and much more every Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Don't let the soul train depart without you on 12radio.com. And if you happen to miss the show on Saturday, you can catch a rebroadcast this upcoming Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific on 12radio.com. Finally, we have a special treat for you. For a donation of $5 or more to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, we will send you brand new, hot off the presses, MP3 guided meditation done by Life Coach Today. Say yes to your good. I am using it regularly, and I'm getting in alignment with my good. So to make a donation and check out the experience for yourself, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu, and then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. Or you can go to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and or the Life Conversations radio fan love pages and click the donate button. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcement. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Woo-hoo! Thank you, Celeste. Thank you so much.
I had a little help.
You had a little help?
Yeah, Cleo was jumping all over me. I don't know how I did.
Well, Cleo keeps telling you, you'd be trying to ignore Cleo. And she's like, mm-hmm. Listen, you're going to recognize that I'm here, you know?
I know.
You're trying to keep her quiet and all that. It's not necessary. We invite all of life to join this conversation. So
right.
Thank you, Cleo, for getting Celeste's attention. She's trying to be all perfect and trying to sound like, you know, you just bring all the cats. Well, you just can't get too carried away, though, you know, even though I say that. You can't get too carried away. I'm playful about my life and my show, but you can't get carried away when I'm running the
okay.
show.
Okay,
thank
now.
You, Cleo. All right, okay. Celeste. For those of you, what did you say, Celeste?
I said I'll see you in round one.
Yeah, no, I'll see you in round one. All right, bye, Celeste. Yes. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And for those of you who don't know, Celeste and Cleo, CC, Cleo is the head security guard. She makes sure that the studio is well protected and she will not be ignored. And if you go to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show like page, fan page, land page, you see a picture of Cleo there. Yes, today's topic, today's theme is gratitude, the path to plentitude. You know, before I do that, I'm going to read something today because I was led to it. As I shared earlier, I told Celeste, life is happening through me, and I'm just going to pay extra attention. So my eyes went to this little book called Daily Thoughts from the Hill, November 2003, which is a monthly publication through Hillside International Truth Center, my spiritual home, the place where I was given the opportunity to see the reflections of my thoughts, that being positive, being optimistic, knowing that there's more to life was not just something going on in my head, that this is real. But boy, was I blown away in, when was it, 94? And I was like, this is a church? People actually talk about positive thinking and how you create your life? Really? This is kind of different. But anyway, since then, I went through what I went through, and I'm here. So here's a daily monthly publication, Daily Thoughts from the Hill. I am a co-author for daily thoughts as well. I write every alternate month. So the next month I'm writing for the month, well, I've written for the month of December. And then after that, the next one is the month of love, February. So today's thought is, and for those of you who are trying to get an image of it, daily thought is like the daily word from Unity. If you're love dreamers, it's like the inner vision by Agape International Spiritual Center. Got it? All right, let's go. So here's the affirmation. I am open and receptive to the presence of good. I am open and receptive to the presence of good. I take time to pray and practice the presence of abundant good in my life. I relax my body. I take a deep breath and release any tension in my neck and shoulders. I release any concerns that may block my focus. I keep my mind on abundant good that is present everywhere. As I practice the presence of abundant good, I open my heart and I ask for release from unforgiven thoughts. I bless the names on my prayer list and make a mental note to send a word of encouragement to a loved one. I send a blessing of God's light to all who are traveling to places far and near. I open my heart to God's peace, and I visualize that peace in my relationships. I pray for others and for myself as I ask for divine guidance in decision-making. I use the power of my imagination and see myself as the picture of perfect health. I boldly and confidently envision prosperity and abundance for everyone. I give thanks for all the answers I receive in the silence. Thank you, God, in me, through me, as me, and so it is. And so we let it be. Now, this thought goes so perfectly with today's conversation. There are no accidents. I am open and receptive to the presence of good. I am open and receptive to the presence of God. Same thing. Good God. It's the same. No difference. So the topic, the title, the theme for today is gratitude, the path to plentitude. And as we've been talking about, I love what Reverend Deborah said the other day, last week. She said, you know, plentitude is not quantity. It's quality. Now, there is a quality of life that we don't even have enough brain cell to comprehend. And there's so much going on that is for our good. Now, on the human level, on the human plane, sometimes it's painful. It's challenging. It brings up frustration. Why? Because it is stretching you. And even in your resistance, something is happening. So today's conversation is about looking for ways, reminding ourselves to develop a consciousness of gratitude, to live in a space and from a place of great attitude. Great attitude, gratitude. I feel like reading the description that we did for the show. And it goes a little something like this. There are times when some of us treat the act of gratitude like a chore or a last option. When a bad turn or challenge shows up, we shrug and say, well, I guess I should be grateful. This type of mental response to life short circuits the good that is readily available to you. Utilizing the tool of gratitude from your spiritual tool belt actually opens more doors on your life's journey. You will see and understand that you already have what you need. Simply put, that you are enough. You know, I have been working with, I don't know if working is the right way to put it,
So I would say being with that statement, you are enough. And there's so much going on. We have actually been programmed with information that we are not enough, most of us. And, yeah, a large percentage of us. Because everywhere we look, we are told, we see things reflected back to us that we are not enough. Now, here's a flip on that. Because everything that we see is limited. It's temporary. You know, everything that you see that you can touch has already been created. You know, whatever, it could be your phone, your laptop, your car, your house. You know, you can't rebuild a house unless you demolish the house, burn it down, and build a new house. So everything that manifests itself is already limited. So when we focus on just the physical realm, we live in the realm of limitations. When you go into the store, if they say that, you know, there's a storm coming, you go into the store, there's no bread, there's no milk, there's, you know, because they tell you to stock up. And you go in there and say, oh, my God, there's nothing left, there's no food. Not true. Just using your five senses will tell you, well, if you can't see it, smell it, touch it, taste it, hear it, then, well, I mean, I don't know about to hear it, but we'll leave that out for now. It doesn't exist. And now I guess we can include here, because sometimes people go only by what they hear in the news from their friends. But gratitude is going beyond your five senses. It's willing to see beyond the veil, willing to go back to the beginning. It's you willing to go back to what is true about you. You know, when people say, well, I know, I guess I should be grateful. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because if you know to be grateful, then it won't even be a conversation. Because nobody in their right mind would stand in a kitchen and they're starving. There's food that's been cooked. There's food in the pantry. There's everything you need. And they say, oh, my God, I'm starving. I'm hungry. I know I should eat. I can see the food right there. But, you know, it's easier said than done. But I'm just starving. You don't understand. I'm so hungry. I'm sleepy. I know I can go eat now. But you look at them like, what the flip are you talking about? What are you talking about? Go eat. So today's show is about really supporting ourselves to go deeper in who we are. And I will tell you, I don't care what you're moving through, there's always something to be grateful for. Always something. Now, it may be challenging based on what you're going through and growing through. I get that. But if you are doing your spiritual work, you've been investing in your own spirit during times of crisis, of challenges, you will be paid back fully. Sometimes we forget. I don't know if I want to say forget. We get distracted by what is happening in the external world. And we just say, oh, my God, is this the best thing that's ever happened? And we may, you know, not commit to the spiritual work. And then when things shift, becomes, why did this happen to me? Oh, I didn't love myself enough. But sometimes it's just life being life. Now, when we think of gratitude, here's a good analogy. You think of, I can't imagine, and if you, oh, Lord, I hear things sometimes, and when it's coming out, I really don't need to listen to what's coming out. If you know what I mean, like trying to dissect it, just let it flow. And so anyway, so let me just surrender to it. Everyone that's listened to this show can tell me they know exactly what it feels like to be in love. And if you don't know, call me. Let's talk. But there's so many levels. And even if you want to just put it on a romantic level, you know, just to be in love, or let's make it easier. Let's make it easier. We all know what is. No. I'm going to stay with the romantic one. I'm not going to water it down. I'm not going to water it down. When you meet a person, and if you just date it, you know, when you meet the person for the first time and you feel there's a connection, there's a chemistry, there's, you know, you start tingling all over and happy and grateful and you're smiling. You wake up before your alarm. You can't wait to see if there's a text or an email from your beloved. And then maybe down the line, 3 months later, 6 months later, things start to change. And then who knows, a year later, the relationship ends and you're kind of like, I can't believe that happened to me. Why does this always happen to me? What's the difference? Why can't you be in that space of gratitude? Yes, it's going to be different because of the change and the death that happened, the death and rebirthing process. When we get so attached to what things look like, we miss the lesson. We miss the lesson. We miss an opportunity to grow. See, in attracting, experiencing what we say we want with desire, yes, it feels good. But as spiritual students, true students, those of us who are saying we're committed to living a God-inspired life, a good-inspired life, that we want to create, we want to live a life of passion and serve others, there is an accountability, self-accountability, if you will, to do the work. And especially when things are challenging, when things look like they're not happening the way you had planned, that's the time to pull on your spiritual truth. Because it's easy when you have all that you say you need. When a relationship ends, can you still find something to be grateful for? While you were in the relationship, did you give all that you have? Did you show up fully? Did you hold back for fear of being hurt or betrayed? Now, whatever it is, when the relationship ended, can you reflect back on what you saw about yourself so that now you know that, okay, I was holding back. Next relationship, or even now from this point forward, I want to be true to myself. Because all relationships are nothing but a mirror. They reflect us back to ourselves, all relationships. The people you know, the people you don't know, the people you see on television, the people you judge, the people you criticize, they are reflecting you to you. I don't care if they're Republicans or Democrats, atheists or Christians. You can put them under any label that makes you feel safe and better or separated. Your judgment, your criticism of somebody else, or even something else, is a reflection of your consciousness, a reflection of you. Developing a consciousness of gratitude requires seeing eyes, seeing life through different eyes. Even if you're not where you want to be, wished you would be, to just take this moment to say, you know what? I give thanks. You know, not the heady stuff, not just listing 10 things because you read, you watched that you're supposed to write 10 things before you go to bed. That's good. But, you know, you can be grateful for one thing and it just sets your heart on fire. So right now, I just want to invite you to think of something that you are grateful for. Think of an experience, somebody in your life that you know that their presence in your life has transformed you, has made you a better person. Think of an experience that you went through that maybe when you were going through it was challenging.
But now you can see clearly because the rain is gone. Because when you learn to be grateful for whatever you have, I don't care what it is, whatever it is, if you're just grateful, even if you have a computer that's moving slow, even if you have to go to the library to use a computer, even if you have to go to Starbucks to use the internet, or you have to get a ride, or you have to get on a bus, or, you know, you keep meeting people you want to be in a relationship with and it's not turning out right, or, you know, you keep meditating but you feel like you still can't seem to get to where you think you're supposed to be, there's something to be grateful for in that. And it's a choice. Developing a consciousness of gratitude is a choice. A choice that will liberate you. A choice that will change how you see yourself, how you see the world. Because in truth, we have everything that we need. What blocks us, what stops the process is our thoughts about what we're seeing. I was talking to a friend yesterday, and she's having some life transformative experiences. And one of the things she said was, you know, I'm grateful that I've showed up and stepping out, following my dreams, my passion. But, you know, in standing my truth and being authentic, I see how far humanity has to go. That we haven't learned, blah, blah, blah. And I say blah, 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 not to discredit what she's saying, but there was a lot that she said. But the point I want to bring out of that is, well, I said to her, well, maybe, yeah, because she said, we're not there yet. I said, maybe we are there. Maybe we don't have a long way to go. What do I mean by that? The things that we are so convicted about, that we feel so convicted about, well, sometimes try the opposite. I'm not there yet. Well, maybe I'm there. Because it's okay to stand in what you know, but if you try the flip side, here's one to mess with your consciousness, especially those who feel like sometimes people who are new into new thought, metaphysics, and based on their background, on their religious upbringing, what they were taught, may sometimes feel like, well, you know, we keep talking about forgiving people and God loves everybody and there is no hell. I don't know. But then if you really want to know, well, try the flip side. Maybe there is a hell. And if there is, then what? If there is a hell, then what? If there's evil, then what? Sometimes we're so afraid to really just be with our own thoughts. But get this. Your thoughts only has as much power as you give it. If 1,000 people believe something and you don't, that thought has no power over you. When you don't give it power, it has no power over you. Because everything that's happening in the world is happening in the world. It becomes an agreement with you once you give it meaning. So it's important to sometimes look at the flip side of the questions or the thoughts that we have. I know I'm not like that. I don't know what he's told. I'm going to just that nigga will be getting on my nerves. Well, you're like that. You know, I hear it enough. Females talking about, you know, females being jealous of one another. Sometimes when I'm talking to Celestia, we're like, man, you don't understand. You're a man. I'm like, okay, I get that. Because I am in this physical body that expresses a masculine essence, I get it. But at the same time, some of these stories that we keep taking strengthening is because we believe it. We give it power.
So here's a way of flipping that situation and seeing gratitude and bringing gratitude to it. Let's talk about that female thing. Y'all talking about y'all be jealous of each other and envious of each other, looking at each other's dress and clothes. Okay, great. So if you really want to change that and find something to be grateful for, if someone's looking at you from head to toe, I don't care how they got their eyes or their face, you can just say, wow, I am so grateful that she sees me. I am so grateful that I am grounded in who I am, that she can recognize what I'm wearing. Try that on for size. No pun intended. Our responsibility as spiritual beings is to download heaven on earth. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. And there is a birthing that is taking place when you are experiencing challenges, problems, obstacles, whatever you want to call it. In that moment when things are challenging, when you can't seem to figure stuff out, what's going on, you don't understand why you're being declined, or you can't seem to get the right person to do a contract, or whatever it is, in that moment, something new wants to be birthed. You then become the chosen one to make space for what wants to be birthed or to run from it. And of course, you know, I share this all the time, and any great teacher needs to tell you that. See, when you hear the truth, not only will you recognize it, it will resonate with the core of your being. Now, at the same time, you now have to see how the best way for you to apply what you're hearing. Now, when I say that, it's not bringing this. See, when truth shows up, when a new way of being is showing up, you have to be different. So you gotta have to deal with ways of cracking yourself open to get a little bit bigger in consciousness, to expand your consciousness, for allow for this truth. Too often we hear this truth and we're trying to fit it into a small mindset. Spiritual truth will never fit into your small mindset. You gotta open yourself up. You must crack open. It requires a sense of surrendering. So right now, if you happen to be experiencing a health challenge, if you are going through any kind of challenge, what are you grateful for? And if it's easier said than done, okay, then what? Is there something you can pull on from your spiritual tool belt to help you move through what you're growing through? Can you look out and look at the trees and look at how beautiful the so-called dying leaves look? They're red, they're yellow, brown, all kind of colors. You know, and to the person who is not aware, oh, the leaves are dying. Oh, my God, I got to clean my yard. Oh, Jesus, look at all these leaves. But there's beauty in that. So Thanksgiving is, of course, it's not the only time to be grateful. We're talking about a consciousness of gratitude that you may experience plentitude, an overflow of good. Even if you're depressed, that's right. If you can at least know that you're depressed, that's something to be grateful for, because some people are depressed and they don't even know it. And they cause hell in other people's lives. But so awareness is your healing. Once you recognize you're depressed, now you can do something about it. It could be telling a friend about it. You could be making a choice to get out of bed, for 5 minutes. But I can give you another tip that's powerful. When it comes to being grateful, when it comes to living from a consciousness of plentitude, is to confess your truth and say, Dear God, Father, Mother God, I can't do this. I need your help. I give it to you. Now, it's tricky, this thing called prayer, especially when we're talking about metaphysical laws. We say we are one. So there really is no God outside of us. But when you're giving the heavy load to God, the heavy load to the Holy Spirit, when you're giving that heavy lifting to God, you have to know that you're giving it to a part of you that you're connected to that has all the answers. As opposed to saying, God, take it. I give you the heavy lifting and hoping God will answer your prayer. If that works for you, keep doing it. But there's a new awareness to know that when you pray a prayer, the God in you, the God as you, hears your prayer. And every thought, every word is creative. And that word can never, ever come back to you void. Every word you speak goes out to create. And when you understand the power of your own words, the power of your own vibration, your soulful expression, you choose differently. So when you speak words of gratitude, it comes back to you because you are the generator, generating that feeling of gratitude. It's an inner shift that takes place. And when you're in that space of gratitude, when you just think, oh my God, I get to live my passion. I get to understand. I get to hear deeply. I get to hear what I'm being told through my intuition. I'm following my internal guidance system. I am more at peace than I've ever been. I'm getting to know myself in a whole new way. I am so grateful. I am so grateful is a prayer. And the more you invoke that prayer, the more you speak those words, the more your cells, your body responds to that. Because it's like you're playing a musical chord. So the high vibration tones or notes are gratitude of love, of joy, of kindness. And when you speak those words, when you give of yourself, when you share your gift, you come back feeling whole and complete. You may not get to complete everything that you have on your to-do list, but there's a sense of completion about yourself, knowing that it will get done. And sometimes the things that you were tripping about getting done, somebody else would do it and say, I already done that. Now, I can do that. Take that off your hands. The power. We are the power. We are the one that we've been looking for. And if you really, 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 really want to experience gratitude in a whole new way, if you really want to cultivate, if you want to develop a consciousness of gratitude, find a way to be of service. It's a tricky thing. Sometimes people become, they say, I'll be of service with a hidden agenda of their life getting better. So they give, and with the other eye looking back, saying, my life is still not improving yet. My life's still not improving yet. No, you got it all wrong. You got it all wrong. You got to give because that's what you're here to do. And I must add this, because most of us have they say God loves a cheerful giver. We hear about giving, 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 giving. Yes, giving is easy. But let's talk about receiving. Let's talk about receiving.
Are you creating a space for you to receive your good? Are you creating a space for you to receive love? Are you creating a space to receive what you're praying for? Are you allowing others to support you? Or are you spending too much time trying not to look like you're weak or you don't know what you're doing? Gratitude opens the door. I want to share some quotes with you, and we're going to take a break for a celestial moment with Celeste Morgan. And if you have any questions, the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Or you can post your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your disagreement. I disagree with you, man. Gratitude is just for people who are whatever. Oh, the human mind is an amazing thing. But anyway, you can post it on their like pages, Ask Life Coach at a radio show, or Life Conversations Radio. Here's a quote from Melody Beattie. She said, and I love this quote. It stays with me. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. We can just stop there. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance. Chaos to order. Confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. Gratitude. Being willing to focus on what you do have rather than what is missing, rather than what you don't have. What do you have to offer? What do you have to give? Here's another quote by Brian Tracy. Develop an attitude of gratitude and give thanks for everything that has happened to you, knowing that every step forward is a step towards achieving something bigger and better than your current situation. Develop an attitude of gratitude and give thanks for everything that has happened, that happens to you, knowing that every step forward is a step towards achieving something bigger and better than your current situation. Brian Tracy. We're here to grow. We're here to evolve. And if you look at everything as as a lesson or blessed or as a fertilizer to help you grow, manure. And you know fertilizer, manure can be like, woo! Some of those experiences, just they stink. They make your eyes water. You move away from the experience and you can still smell it. Like, I wash my hands, I can still smell it on my hand. That's horrible. But every manure in your life that you've ever experienced is helping you to grow stronger and go deep into the ground, into the space, into your consciousness. It's not always easy on a human level, but when you have developed your consciousness, when you have developed the habit of hanging out with God, good, goddess, divine, the creator, the source. When you just, you know, you get to move through life differently. And I'm never going to tell you, I'm never going to tell you that you never have any fears or you never have any pain. I don't know that. I don't know if that's even real. So it's not the fact that you're experiencing fear that matters. It's how you deal with it, how you're being when you're experiencing fear. Do you go and hide in the closet, or do you recognize you're being fearful and you ask for help, or you even ask the fear
for help. What are you here to teach me? Can you tell me why I'm afraid? What am I afraid of? Why is this thought almost paralyzing me? What do I think is going to happen? Okay, if what I think is going to happen happens, then what? Is that the end of my life? You know, you get to ask yourself questions from an empowered place. And sometimes you may not necessarily come to an answer that helps you feel better. But if you're committed to seeing the answer, if you're committed to growth, you will be inspired. You will be led to reach out to somebody else. So, you know, I'm moving through this stage. It's challenging. It's frustrating. And then the ego gets involved. I know I'm supposed to be still, but when I try and get still and meditate, I'm just afraid. I need to bounce this off you. And it's fine because God will meet you right where you are. Why? Because there is no spot where God is not. So if you're in fear, God is there. If you're in hate, God is there. If you're in love, God is there. If you're in joy, God is there. Now, when you're in fear, hate, judgment, with awareness, you get to change it instantly. But those who are in that space and not aware of the truth of who they are, they get sucked up into that energy. And then we say, I don't know what possessed them. They were possessed, all right. If you want to know... You want to know God for yourself. You want to know good for yourself. Develop a consciousness of gratitude. There are people who do 30-day gratitude exercise. You can do that. But I also invite you, when you're doing your gratitude, feel it. Feel it in your heart. Feel it in your solar plexus. Feel it as so deep that you can almost taste it. There's something about writing it down. That's very important. But allow yourself to feel. Just think of something that you're grateful for right now and just sit with it. When you get distracted by something, bring yourself back to it. What it felt like, what it feels like. And, you know, once you make contact with that energy and you stay open, it will rise up inside of you. You don't have to do anything. It will just self-multiply. You will be taken over by this energy of love, pure love. Put a smile on your face. You'll feel relaxed. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I think we'll do, what are we going to do? Yeah, we'll do Celestial Moment, and we'll take a call. Nisi, I am life. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show, and we are here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. I almost said 2:30. I don't know what's going on. No, I'm not. 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived. So never go a day without Life Coach a day. What did I say, Celeste? Did I get the time wrong? I know I said something. Anyway, I'm here when I'm here, okay? Who's looking at time? Yeah, we ain't doing no noon to 2:30 p.m. I refuse. Well, no. Stop it. See, that's what we do. We get up in our head. It's important to pay attention to what comes out of our mouth sometimes when we're not paying attention. You can just observe. Now, I don't know what that means, because if it happens that I have to start those shows to 12 to 2:30 p.m. under certain conditions, if I can put in my request, universe, happily do it. I know what I want. I know what I desire. So if that's the doorway to what I desire, what I want, what I need. Yes, God, let's sit down and talk about it. I will have my folks sit with your folks. you're listening to the Ask Life Coach at Ask Life Coach at a radio show. We are going to take a break, and we are saying yes to life and all that it has to offer. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
It is indeed about love. For more information about sponsorship package, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mark Hussin. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Hussin, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try, and if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life is better when you don't trip. What is going on energetically? Or is it something else? Okay, so we're back, and life is happening. Technology is doing what technology does, and things are not playing. But that's okay, because we are grateful for the opportunity to keep talking, to keep moving, and being able to have an awareness to avoid stuff like this. So, Celeste, I don't know if your song is going to play, but I'm going to bring you on, and then we are going to bring on Nisi, and then do questions. Yeah, I don't hear nothing. Well, I don't hear the song. Hey, Celeste. I don't know if Celeste. Yoo-hoo. Yeah, live radio at its best. I can't hear Celeste. Celeste, can you unmute yourself? Celeste. What can we be grateful for here now? We can be grateful for the opportunity that we have breath, that we are breathing, that all is well. And what is happening is just what is happening. It doesn't have to affect how the day turns out. So, until I'm able to unmute Celeste, continue
the show. And let's see here. Pull this up. I think I see what's going on. That's what it is. Okay, so you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show, and we are here to support you on your transformation journey. You can call in 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And we'll get to you as soon as we can. Today we're talking about gratitude, the pathway to plentitude. I just love how that rhymes, actually. Now, life is about expression. Life is for living. Life is about expansion. And when we take time to be still, to practice the principles, to acknowledge the presence of God, the presence of love, the presence of joy, that is us, because we are truly God in expression. We are the place where God gets to represent itself, herself or himself. You get to see things differently. And it's important to recognize that who you are right now is enough. Enough. And like the song said, Troy Horn song, more than enough. You are more than enough. You are more than enough. Now, what can we do to experience the plentitude that is already here? Of course, you got, as I read in the Daily Thoughts earlier, we got to forgive. Another intellectual process. Sometimes it starts there, but there must be a commitment to forgive on a deep level, to go deep within, to set yourself free. Because the truth is, true forgiveness is self-forgiveness. Forgiveness is self-forgiveness. Forgiveness is a choice to claim back your power, to reclaim your power. All that energy that goes out to hold up the stories about what they did to you, why your life is not working, why blah, blah, blah. Now, that takes energy to keep the story alive. When you forgive, you reclaim the energy that's been going out to fertilize stories that you don't need. When you make space for yourself, when you give yourself the opportunity to just be here, to just be present, to allow for a space to hear from deep within yourself what is really true, to see what needs to be seen, to show up as who you need to show up as. Don't mind me here, I'm multitasking and trying to continue doing the show. Got some stuff going on here. It's a live show, so bear with us. Life is good. It's getting better. I think I can unmute Celeste now. Let's see. All right, let's try this again. I'm having to do something differently here. I think we're good. Let's see. I think we're good. No, we're not. Okay. The thing is, actually, I can't even... Well, I guess I can... Let's see. Celeste, where is you? Let me see if I can... My thoughts are being interrupted. Yeah, I don't understand. Okay. Everybody hold the high watch. See all of this happening, working itself out perfectly. Okay, here we go. Of course it's going to work. I mean, come on. We got God on our side. That's right. So let's see. Praise God. Praise God. There we go.
Woo-wee.
Echo. All right.
Echo.
All right, I think we got rid of the echo. Yeah, we got rid of the echo. In all things, give thanks. Now, I am trusting that you guys heard me. But if you didn't, I was having a good time all by myself, and I'm grateful. It just goes to show that, you know, I'm always connected. Now, let's see. Whew. Let's see if we can bring on Celeste. That's the only thing about live show, you know. You never know what's happening. All right, let's see. Yay!
Hi! I was in limbo land. I couldn't. Whatever. Hi! Can I hug? You know what? Okay, it's my fault. I did it. It's my fault. I did it. You know what I did?
What?
It's my oldest daughter's birthday today, and she is – shy isn't the word, but I think I must have cosmically sent something out in the universe because I told her, I'm going to slam embarrass you on a radio today. And a day, as soon as I typed those words – everything went haywire. I'm like, Quetta, baby, it's okay. I wasn't going to make you talk. But, yeah, okay, I have two daughters. It's my daughter Quetta's birthday. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go.
No, you go. Well, it's my daughter Quetta's birthday today, and I also have a big brother in heaven named Gregory, and it's his birthday today, so that's a lot of energy. And Greg has been on this show from the other side, thanks to Joanne Gerber.
Mm-hmm.
Greg's been here. So Greg is here. It's Quetta's day, and I think we just had a family reunion that just made the phones and electricity go haywire. I'm so on that. And it's not my fault. It's just my love. It's explosive. I'm a firecracker.
You got to it, huh? I was going to say, I'm not going to. I have two computers here, and I just couldn't even operate. Well, you know, I have a way of making sure that if anything like that happens, I got a backup. So, so I just went to the backup plan. So, you know, it's an opportunity to be grateful. It's an opportunity to be grateful. It is. You know, you can take all the blame you want or all the love you want.
No,
well, that's an opportunity.
I'm
going
to take all the love. I'm not going to blame myself. Oh, man, Joanne Gerber's coming next year sometime. I was just a listener. And, you know, you want to talk about gratitude today. You know, you just want to talk about gratitude. I mean, I always had this wish when my brother transitioned. Like, I started to, you know, watch Lisa Williams and all that other stuff. And I always had this wish that I could get a message from him. And Joanne Gerber, when she, the things, remember, it was a computer issue that I was dealing with during that time. And that came through on the other side. It blew our minds. I know that energy doesn't die. I know that there is so much to be grateful for and that our loved ones who are here and present want to know that we love them, and the loved ones on the other side want to know that we love them. So if we had to have this happen for me to just go ahead and gush and embarrass everybody, well, all right then. Happy birthday, family. I love you so much. Okay, thanks, Dave, for that moment.
Yeah, thanks for your family for helping me see how grounded I am. Because there was, I mean, I've been getting better over the years because there was a time inside. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I need to talk to you. And then got to a point like, oh, I can't stand this when this happened. Now I'm just kind of like, okay, cool. I got to back up. You know, and I would take it to the 2 o'clock if I needed to. You said what?
No, we heard you too. You did beautifully. I was very proud of you. Everybody
was
holding
like,
a high watch.
Of course. That's what I love about my lovers. Yeah, they are my lovers because we are all lovers of life. And we express that love. So, yeah.
I know, right? I'm not going to edit. I was going to say, where is that coming from? But anyway, let's do Celestial Moment. We've got Niecy waiting.
Yes,
and she probably forgot what she's going to say by the time we go to her. So we got to do Niecy, and then we have questions. Yes. All right, go ahead.
We do. Okay. One more time. This Celestial Moment is dedicated to my beautiful oldest brother and my oldest sister. Wow. Daughter. Okay. Let's get to it. What a show. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Oh, there's my music. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. Six is the energy of the day, and if it happens to be your birthday, this is your lesson number all year. As a matter of fact, we are all collectively under the lesson of six, because six is the energy running all year. 2013 equals six. Six represents a peak experience, expressiveness, and expansion. It is ruled by Venus, and it is also known as the Cosmic Mother. Our sixth chakra is our third eye, and we have otherworldly sight and increased intuition when the chakra is balanced. Six also shows up as the Lovers in tarot cards, which just happens to be astrologically connected to the air sign of Gemini, the twins. We have a merging or a union. It represents choice, not just in who you want to be or mate, but also in your decision to have the union of the sacred masculine and feminine within yourself to experience wholeness. Six is also the sacred number of an Orisha by the name of Shango, King Shango, the spirit of thunder, drums, and dance. He does whatever he pleases. The sixth letter of the alphabet is S, and words like fire, fantasy, and freedom connect us to the magical power of the number six. Six also shows up as the snake and medicine card, and that's where we're going to put the spotlight today. Snake, come crawling. There's fire in your eyes. Bite me. Excite me. I'll learn to realize the poison transmuted brings eternal flame. Open me to heaven to heal me again. Snakes are used for the symbol of healing and doctors. The snake sheds its skin to reveal new life. It does not deliberate. When the skin gets too old, the snake instinctively lets go. Snake medicine is the energy of wholeness, cosmic consciousness, and the ability to experience anything willingly and without resistance. It is the knowledge that all things are equal in creation, and that those things which might be experienced as poison can be eaten, ingested, integrated, and transmuted if one has the proper state of mind. We understand that this is heavy medicine, but it's also simple. This is the medicine of the ultimate surrender. It's a shift in consciousness from calling things either good or bad and accepting it all for what it is. We release our fears and our stories and listen deeply for our next steps when we receive the messages of the soul's call through the snake. All is well. And that's the story of six through the snake of medicine cards. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1 for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You bring it, that sounds like an erotic Celestial Moment.
Bite me, I know.
Don't be afraid of the snake bites.
I couldn't resist. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
Oh, no, please don't apologize. It's your network.
Well, you know, but the truth is, it's very important to embrace our sexuality. When we embrace our sexuality, we are embracing the truth of who we are. Spirituality and sexuality is not different. We need both. But anyway, that's a different show for a different time.
Well, Well, but actually, you're in alignment today, because there's one thing that I forgot to say about the number six. It is the number of sexuality, but also the number creation. Three is creativity. Six is creation, because on the sixth day, God created them, man and woman.
Girl, don't be inspiring another show within the show. Just save that for later, because you know me. All it takes is just one thought, I'm off. So
no,
what I need to do...
I'm a covered numerologist, dude. Come on.
Yeah, you know, I'm a universalist, so everything leads me back. That's true. That's true. I'm a good student.
Okay. All right, so you're going to go to Macy, right? And then we'll go to
Well, I think you're going to unmute Macy for me, because I can't. Something going on. Yeah, see if you can. If not, we'll do questions. If you can't unmute her.
I got blown out of the studio, so let me see if I can get back in now.
Let's do questions, because I know I can't do it right now. For some, I can see that
okay,
I'm not able to
unmute
her. So Nisi, just stay with us. That's right.
I'm trying.
Hey,
while
girl.
Hey, girl. Okay. Bless her heart. All right, then let me give you the first question then.
Yeah, give me the first question. And then while I'm answering that, you can go to Nisi.
Okay, just don't think that I don't want to hear you, okay?
You're funny.
All right, this is from Julie. Dear Life Coach Today, I'm going to read this right, too. I'm going to read it with some attitude. I feel you, Julie. Okay. Girl, I'm not mad about this question. Dear Life Coach Today, whenever somebody tells me I should be grateful for everything that's showing up, I feel like I'm offering my acceptance to what is present. How do I be grateful for what is happening when I'm not feeling what is happening? I want things to change, and I think that I'm inviting my contrast to stay when I'm being all grateful for it. Julie.
I see Julie's hand on her hip and neck rolling. Okay. Well, Julie, the first thing I would say is, you know, when people tell you what you should be doing, you know, that brings up all kind of resistance. Now, gratitude actually has less to do with what you see with your physical eyes. Gratitude takes you within. Gratitude takes you above. Gratitude takes you to a different level of looking at your life. So, no, the thing that is happening, and it's causing you to look at life differently. Now, you don't have to be grateful. You can just say, I'm not doing it. But since you're asking the question, I sense that there's a willingness to see things differently. See? If you're feeling pain in your body, if you want to just bring it down and say, well, let's be grateful for what is happening right now, here's the thing. I have pain in my body. I'm grateful for this pain because it's letting me know that my body needs my attention. I'm not saying that, oh, I'm grateful for this pain and I just want it to continue. No, pain is inviting you to pay attention. There's something in your body that you need to pay attention to. And can you imagine if your body didn't send you a signal of pain when something is going wrong in your body, when there's a block of energy in your body? There'd be a lot of us walking, one day we'll be walking down the street, as I always say, your arm will just fall up. Damn, what happened? How did that happen? I didn't get no warning. But when you get pain, when you get stressed and your shoulders get tight, they're letting you know you're stressed. If it's a bill you're trying to pay and you don't have the money or struggling or whatever the case may be, you're giving thanks, reminding yourself that even though I don't have the money right now, that doesn't mean there isn't money for you to pay that bill. There is a way for you to pay that bill. If it's a relationship that didn't work out, you're giving thanks that you're now given an opportunity to go within and really ask yourself, what is going on here? So it could be just as simple as mourning the loss of the relationship that you had before. So gratitude, it takes you higher in consciousness.
It takes you beyond looking at things with your physical eyes and going deeper and asking deep questions. What is going on here? What do I need to see? And gratitude reminds you that you're part of God, that you're one with God, that you're one with the all good of life, that the experience you're going through and growing through is temporary. So inviting contrast to what you're going through? Well, I guess you're inviting the contrast, like you may be in pain, but when you rise above and remind yourself of who you really are, you give yourself the opportunity to experience peace. Because you can be peaceful even while you're having pain. It's possible. It can be done. Because some people can be very stressed while they're in pain because they're thinking, oh my God, what is this? For example, especially depends on the condition. A mother who is pregnant and she starts feeling some discomfort in her body, you know, she might start thinking she's going to lose a child if she's been trying years and years and years and years. But she was also able to bring herself to a peaceful state by recognizing that her body is calling for her attention. Then she can do something differently. So I trust that helps. And, yeah, there you have it. Celeste, are you available?
I am available, but the technology is not available to me right now.
I understand. Okay. Yeah, I'm having to do a dance here, too. So let's move it on.
Okay.
Yes, I don't have to understand.
Okay, so it's not just
me. We're still
me.
Talking.
No,
I'm having issues over here, too. So we can just move on.
Okay,
because well.
I was about to start cussing my computers, but let me not do that. I'm going to be grateful for it. Let me not follow Julie. Julie, I'm just kidding. God bless you, baby. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. All right, rewind. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is something that I saw, and I thought, wow, Life Coach Today, put your cape on. This is a question that moves me that's out there that I wanted to get your take on it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this is from Mary, not her name, of course. I've been hurt and broke down by somebody I'm in love with, and now I'm going to end the relationship with this person, but I don't want to hurt them emotionally, even though they have hurt me in every possible way. I had lost myself, and I fell out of love with myself. What can I do? I don't want to hurt this person and hear them cry, because I feel if I do, I won't be able to go through with it.
So this is something that you read somewhere or heard about?
I saw this, yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, wow.
Well, the thing that jumps at me is they said this thing, they said it twice. I don't want to hurt them emotionally. And then they said it again, I don't want to hurt this person and hear them cry. Wow. She is in pain. Well, let me say this. I guess when you are, you know, when you've been hurt, sometimes it's hard to think clearly. So there is a lot of confusion, really, to put it plainly. There's a lot of confusion going on. And for me personally, it's like if you've been hurt and you're going through pain, you know, you talk about being hurt in every possible way, what do you have to offer somebody else? And when you keep talking about, I don't want to hurt them, I don't quite understand that. There's so much confusion. I don't understand that. I don't get it. Because, yeah, this looks like a romantic relationship. That's the least of your worries. I mean, that's the mind. That's the ego mind talking. What can I do? I don't want to hurt this person and hear them cry. Come on. Let's tell the truth. That's just really what I would say if I was really working with the person, if I was coaching them. It's like, what's the real truth here? They say, well, it's true. I don't want them to cry. Okay, so if what you do or say makes them cry, then what? You won't be able to go through it. What? So she said she won't be able to go through it. I don't know what it is. Does that mean
they don't want to end, they won't be able to end the relationship if the person cries. Well, all I'm going to say to that, I don't think that's the truth. Because if you're holding on to something really hot, it's burning your flesh. And you tell me, this is burning my flesh, it's not healthy, I can't let it go because if I drop it, it's going to land on the carpet. It ain't burning you enough. Because if it's burning you, you're going to drop that thing so quick, you won't even think of the carpet. You're trying to save your hand. So if it means you won't be able to go through with the relationship if they cry and if they hurt, I think you really need to speak your truth. And when I mean speak your truth, your personal truth, what is the truth here? If you've been hurt in all kind of ways, every kind of way as you put it, every way possible, I mean, what? I really, what I said is what I have to say because there's so much, I have a lot of questions if I was talking to this person for me to even give them something more. This idea of going to end the relationship, you've been hurt in every way possible, and you're going to end the relationship, but you're not, you can't, you won't be able to go through it if they are hurt and if they cry. there's more to the story. We're calling her Mary. Mary, tell the truth. What are you really afraid of? You're not telling the truth. Because if you've been hurt in every possible way and you're worried about somebody else's pain, oh, you haven't been hurt in no kind of way. If you can end your own emotional pain, if that's what you want to do, if you just feel like it's important for your health and well-being to end the relationship, and you're not, what's that about? If it, as you said, I won't be able to go through it. You're going to stay in the relationship because you don't want to hurt them. You don't want to see them cry. But you will allow yourself to be hurt some more. I'm holding back the intense energies coming through me because this person is obviously in pain. And sometimes when people are in pain, you got to stand with them. But I think there's more to it because there's more to it. That's my point of view. If I was talking to Mary, I would want to ask more questions because she sort of reminds me of Melinda who called last week. You know, and I love how eventually Melinda got to a point and she said, I need to let go. You know? And so you, those of you who were listening last week, you remember Melinda calling in. You know, and when she said, I need to let go, she bust out laughing because that was the truth right there. So we're still dealing with surface intellectual question here, and there's more. So that's it about that. We can go to the next question, and then we can get to Niecy, who's been waiting patiently.
Okay. All right. This is from Bridget. I've been on a grief journey, and I'm finally comfortable embracing love from the other side. I want to be respectful of my family members' feelings, but I stay quiet to keep from upsetting other people. What are some best ways to honor your loved ones who have transitioned when some family members are not comfortable with speaking about them? Bridget.
Oh, it's simple. That's okay. Let them have their space. They're probably still grieving. So my sister, my older sister, don't believe in talking about my mother. She's at buddy school. I believe my mother, I'm talking about me, Ade, life coach Ade. I believe that my mother is everywhere, evenly present. I talk to her, and I can talk to her anytime. My younger sister is a little bit there. My older sister don't want to talk about it. Now, when I get judgmental, I'm thinking, what? Why? What's the problem? She just needs, but then I have to bring myself back. She's right where she is. You know, if you feel comfortable embracing love from the other side, embrace love from the other side. Because the truth is when you walk in the love that you're comfortable embracing, You may one day hear something from the other side, which is the real side, but that's a whole different conversation, to say to the people who are not comfortable talking about a family member who may transition. But that doesn't mean we have to tell them. You got to understand, they're still alive. Love never dies. Nobody needs that unless they ask you for it. You know? Don't stay quiet because I don't want to upset them. I don't want to upset them. It's not your responsibility to share with your experience. It's your experience. They may never be ready. You can honor loved ones. You're already doing that. If you're comfortable embracing love, just talk to your loved one on the other side as you do. And you can be the healing channel for everybody else. They may never get to a point where they believe in life after death. They may believe in the person going to hell or going to heaven or whatever the case may be. They may be in pain for the rest of their lives, but your responsibility to yourself, to God, to love, is to stand in that place of love that you can be the love even while they're in pain. That's the best gift you can give them. Now, speaking up and trying to convince others to know that life never dies, that's not honoring the loved one. Our loved ones, when they die, when they make their transition, they want us to be at peace. So, keep it simple. Truth is a way of life. It's all about you, Bridget. You bridge the gap of the love and release the rest. You be the bridger of love. And sometimes just your presence is enough. Those who are upset, those who are still struggling, you can give them a hug one day, and they can say, oh, my God, when you hugged me or what you said to me just reminded me of blah, blah, blah. It's just what they would have said to me. So relax. Don't make a challenge. It's easier than that. It's easier than that. You know? There's so much more I can say about that, but it's not that deep. It's okay. Just leave it alone. Just enjoy the love that you're experiencing. There you have it, Bridget. Wow. Be the bridger of love, the bridger of truth. It's in your name, Bridget. Bridget. Bridget, go ahead.
Wow. I could say that was amazing. I'm sure Julie, Mary, and Bridget appreciate your words. And for those of us who get to listen to what you say, we can apply it to what we're going through as well. So thanks, man.
I am grateful. Let's go to Nisi. Let's go to Nisi, who's been waiting patiently.
Oh,
hey,
I'm
Nisi.
So happy. Hey, Ade. Hi, Celeste.
How are you?
Young honey. Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I'm so grateful today. I'm grateful for you all and everyone and just everything that's happening. But I called to tell my business.
Good. We don't have to be the only one telling our business. Join the club.
And so my grandfather used to always tell me, you ain't got no business. You know, how sometimes adults would tell children such things. Mm-hmm. And I think in reality we don't have any business or secrets, because everyone is experiencing the same journey, life, you know, on various places of the same path.
Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
And it's beautiful. And it's beautiful for me. So I just, you know, want to say that I've actually entered into a new relationship. And I'm learning all these things about the other person, and I'm learning all these things about myself and about love and about things I've never experienced in life. And so the person that I've entered into, or the man that I've entered into a relationship with, is in prison. And I get all this stuff from family who go, guys in prison use women for money. And, well, I ain't got no money, so it ain't that. And so we also hear that, you know, guys use women for sex, and we can't have sex, so it ain't that. But it's the art of learning to communicate, or actually communicating with another human being, you know, mm-hmm. regardless of what they've been through or what they've done in life. And same goes here. Mm-hmm. I've been through stuff. I've done things in life. And so I'm just getting to understand another human being on a spiritual level, you know, mm-hmm. without touch, without, and we're touching energetically in other ways. Mm-hmm. So it's beautiful. And I feel responsible, mm-hmm. or I feel that it's my responsibility or responsibility or my ability to respond to the universe and everyone in it, because we are one. And I feel that with this person, I feel spiritually connected. I feel that he is me. Inside out, or outside in, however you want to put it, or whatever.
All over.
Yeah. So it feels good and it feels great. But as I mentioned, I'm also learning things about myself in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's taking mm-hmm. a mirror and showing me myself, and I'm finding that I'm able to forgive myself for not taking like the best care of myself, you know, for always trying to take care of everybody else and not taking care of myself. And, you know, showed me this. And, you know, some things or issues that I've been bearing or covering up in my life and not actually putting them to rest, you know, or giving them a proper burial, you know. So it's beautiful. I'm in love. In a whole nother way that I ever thought I could ever be, and I'm grateful for all the experiences that created experiences that allow me to be grateful for this.
You know, ever since I've met you, what it's been like? Well, I haven't met physically, but I've known you for what, at least three, four years now. I've always been amazed by you, your consciousness, your heart, your depth. You're just deep, not just the old people say, this is the deep. You know, you come from a deep place in consciousness. I honor and love that about you. You know, for me, what I hear is you're walking your talk. And yes, you know, I understand.
Hello?
Okay, I'm back. We can get through this. We keep going. Don't worry. I go back up.
Everybody.
Yeah, I know, right? So we have judgment of somebody being too tall, too short. There's always something. And for me, what I hear is you are learning, have learned how to use relationship as a spiritual practice. Because, you know, if he was with you, you may, who knows, I don't know, you may not really go deep as you are going, but there's so much power, because what you're learning, as you share, what you're learning about yourself, nobody can take that away from you. You're growing in ways that you would never have grown if you didn't meet this person.
Right.
So, because whoever you meet is going to take you somewhere. And what I hear is you embracing this new experience with openness, and I commend you. That this is it. What you're talking about is walking your talk, walking the path, not just talking about it, not just, yes, we're one. If we're one, well, how many of us are saying we're one and love, you can find love anywhere, would be open to, you know, being in a relationship with in prison? And I'm not saying you should or shouldn't, but that's the real question. So I commend you, I support you, I stand with you, continue to demonstrate your truth. You've got your internal guidance system, and that's the only family member you really need to listen to, your internal guidance system.
That's true. Thank you. Love you.
Love you too, sweetie. Thank you very much. Now I'm going to need you to mute yourself, because I can't mute you right now, and then we'll get ready to release the show. Celeste. Thank you, Nisi. Thank you so much. I mean, that's this. life ain't for wimps, and mm-hmm. spiritual path is for gladiators. Mm-hmm. So, and that's what Nisi's demonstrating for me as I listen to her.
Yes.
So.
Yes. mm-hmm.
It's almost time to release the show.
Yeah.
So what?
And we got to the path of plenitude.
That's right. That's right.
Keeping our consciousness on the high watch.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can go on. I love life. I love God. I've been intoxicated mm-hmm. life. Now,
okay, so that's not a deep breath he's taking. But we are invited in that silence to take a deep breath. Life Coach today, we're holding it down till you come back.
There you go. Hi.
Yes, yes, yes. And speaking of being in silence and holding it, and, you know, actually it's not a good segue. They don't link. I just had a thought.
Okay.
If you're interested in sharing your story with us tomorrow, you can contact Phyllis on Facebook or myself at AnnieFouriche or the like pages, what I call the land pages, the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show like fan page, or the Life Conversations Radio Ask like page, whatever it is. I'm having so many thoughts at once, I can't even finish what I'm just send us a message, and we'll be happy to have you join us tomorrow to share your story. And even if you're struggling to get to a place of gratitude, or maybe something else, so contact us. So, Celeste, are you ready to release the show?
Let's release the show.
Let's release the show. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Celeste, for all you do. Talk to you in a minute. Or continue. Mm-hmm. We're going to continue the conversation later because we're talking now, so it's not, you know. But anyway, all right, mute yourself.
Yep.
I am grateful. See, I told Celeste, you know, at the beginning, she said, "How am I doing?" I said, "I'm observing the show. I'm observing this moment. I feel something's going to happen. I don't know what." I certainly didn't anticipate all this technical difficulties. There we go. I wasn't thinking of technical difficulties. It wouldn't even make it on the list. But this is life, you know. Things happen. What is important is how do you deal with it? Because at the end of the day, you know, for me, if I was in the space of, oh, my God, I want the show to be so perfect that nothing goes wrong, then I'd be stressing myself out. I ain't tripping. Ain't nobody got time for that. Use this as an example for your life. If you're dreading meeting with your family members in the next few days and you don't want to go because you are not married yet, or you found somebody, you decided they're going to go with you, you don't want to see your uncle this, your auntie that, relax. Get still, go within, and ask the highest and best way to deal with what you're moving through. You will hear if you listen. I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. I encourage you to be love. It's easy, because it is the truth of who you are. And how do you get there? By being true to. Being true to yourself is setting the intention to live from a place and space of love. That's what it means. And allow yourself to be loved. It's time to release the show. I'm out of here. This is Karen Drucker. KarenDrucker.com is our website. The song is, I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful, and I thank you, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Peace and blessings. Be well.
I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have.